Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our very small planet. And we're lucky to have the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, good to have you here. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. So this week, stargazers look out for Jupiter in the south just after sunset, as well as Mars rising in the east at around 10 p.m. The moon will be passing through its first quarter phase this week, meaning the skies here in the islands will be still dark enough to spot those faint satellites and meteors overhead.
And how about a weather report on one of our favorite residents of our solar system, Mars? I understand you've got some news.
Yes, the weather on Mars has turned out to be very interesting over these past couple of weeks. The red planet is caught in the grip of a planet-wide dust storm that has covered the entire surface. This storm is the largest since 2007 and one of the most ferocious, with sustained winds of over 60 miles per hour. This, of course, has obscured the surface of the planet from orbiting spacecraft and has caused NASA engineers some concern as to whether the planetary rovers on its surface may survive this extreme weather event.
If one of those things gets knocked over by the wind...
Unfortunately, once it's knocked over, it's going to stay on its back. But luckily, those rovers are quite heavy and low to the ground, so the chances of that are very slim indeed. And this kind of storm dramatically reduces the amount of power that the solar-powered rovers can generate, not only because it blocks out the sun, but also because the dust settles on the solar panels.
So that's one of the real inconveniences of this happening?
It is, especially for Opportunity, which is the sole surviving solar-powered rover. However, Curiosity, its larger cousin, should be okay because it's powered by a nuclear battery.
You would think that the dust could cause some sort of damage to the device itself, getting into little cracks and stuff on it.
It absolutely can. It's like driving your car in the desert here on Earth. It can get everywhere and cause problems. Also, on top of that, Martian dust is actually quite corrosive to metal as well.
Doesn't really have to be waterproof, the rover, huh?
No, Mars is completely arid. In fact, dust storms are pretty much the only type of weather you see on Mars. Mars has dust storms. Jupiter has endless lightning, and the moon Triton has pink nitrogen snow. And on Neptune, it even rains diamonds in the lower atmospheres.
Got to get a spaceship out there, get some of that pink snow and some diamonds. It's Christopher Phillips, another fun Stargazer report. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week. And we keep Stargazer on demand at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.